I don't know if any of you have been to St. Luke's Church recently, but if you have in the last few months, you'll know that the path at St. Luke's is just awful. I mean, all the sides are overgrown and it's just really muddy. And on occasions, it's just like covered. There's like water. It's like water going through a lake. And the result of that is there's just like mud everywhere. And we've tried to put stepping stones to try and avoid it. But at occasions, it's unavoidable and it's just awful. And we had a wedding just before Christmas. And the poor bride, we had to drive her down right up to the church because the path was so awful. And the poor bridesmaids had to come in their high heels through the mud. And it just was not good. And if any of you came for the carol service at Christmas, you'll know how awful that path is. And you might ask the question, why didn't we do something about the path? Why haven't we widened it? Why haven't we put some decent gravel down and mended it? The truth is, it just wasn't a priority. We were just so busy keeping the church going that we lost the priority of what this urgent need to make this path right. And so as a consequence, people were going through this mud and this water and nothing was getting done about it. And recently, Joe and I had a bit of time off and we thought, let's use that time to do St. Luke's Path. And we widened it, we got rid of the mud, we scraped the mud off, we widened it and made nice edges. Then we got some new gravel, we put the gravel down and it's transformed. And we should have done it 6 months ago, but didn't get round to it. And I wonder whether that's a bit of a picture of your life in any way at all, that actually the paths are just not, and you don't know where you're going in life, and you just never really stopped and thought, actually, I need a whole new path. And actually what's going on in my life is it's just muddy and wet and overgrown. And actually this is quite a good picture of what your life is. But you just keep going because you haven't got time to do anything about it. Well, at this difficult time of the coronavirus, everything is changing. We're just looking, we've got different use of our time, our space, our everything. And it's such an opportunity to reflect, to ask questions we don't normally have time, to just stop and say, do I need a new path? Do I need to get rid of the mud, the water, and just widen my path so it's actually going in the right direction? I'm on the right path in life. With my children, my grandchildren, or my life, my work, my everything. Because kind of all everything's up for grabs with this. People are asked questions they've never done. They're more open than ever in life right now because of the virus. I certainly have been asking some big questions. And I want to say some things I have decided are never going to go back to the way they were before. So perhaps it's a time to reflect on these things, on our paths. In Luke 1, 78 to 79, it says this, and this is the little song which John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, wrote, and it was a prophecy, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Wow, that's a wonderful message for in a coronavirus time. Those living in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace. Isn't that where we need to go right now? Into that path of peace. And that's what John the Baptist was all about. Guiding people towards Jesus. In Luke, later on in Luke, 3:4, it says this. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Again, that paths. There he is making paths towards Jesus, making paths towards him. John the Baptist knew what his life was about. He knew what his priorities were about. They weren't about him. They were about his cousin, Jesus. That was what was most important, Jesus. And his life was not about him making his own path for his own direction in life. It was about making straight paths for Jesus. Or, as it says, to the path of peace. That wet path of peace that leads to Jesus. And I guess that's what we need to do. How much of our lives are truly about Jesus rather than us? Our lives laid down to make a path to Jesus. We know this is not easy because we read in Matthew 7:13, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. This path, this road that we're looking for is narrow and it's hard. And it's so much easier to, as we did at St. Luke's, to just leave that path as it was rather than taking new path or making new path in our case. Because we're so busy doing what we're doing, making our own paths. Sometimes we need to just stop and reflect. Do we need to make a new path? And this path may not be easy. So what exactly is that path? Well, I guess that's quite easy. The disciples said, you know, we want to be with Jesus, but we don't know where you're going. And so we've got this bit in John 14:5-7, which says this. Thomas said to them, Lord, we don't know where we're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know the Father as well. From now on, you'll know him and have seen him. In other words, what we need to do with our lives is seek Jesus. So if you feel lost in life, don't seek the right way, as it were, or the right path. Simply seek the path that leads to Jesus. If you're feeling a bit lost at the moment, in amongst all the coronavirus and everything else, or worried, if you're lost, Jesus is the way. If you're not sure what's right and true, Jesus is the truth. And he's the life. If you're worried about your life, Jesus is the life. It is him. It is not anything or anyone else. There's lots of other important things in life. But there's only one true direction and path in life. And if you really want to seek him, you will find him, I promise you. But don't use your energy worrying. Because Jesus says, do not worry, but use prayer. Come to me in prayer. He says, I am the way. Come to me and follow me. And if you're not quite sure how to do that, you can simply ask him, show me how I find you. And keep looking. Because it's the path is difficult. People often think, oh, there's like some magic equation to get to God. There really isn't. It's hard. It's difficult. But those who seek, find. Those who knock, the door will be open. But keep going until you find. Keep knocking until the door will be open. And then in this time of being lost, trying to find the right path, let's use it as a time of reflection. Maybe we've got some extra time. Maybe we've got some extra worries. Maybe we've got some extra concerns, financial ones. Don't try and seek just to sort out your financial concerns. Seek God because he promises to look after us in that. When everything is up in the air, seek God and him alone. Some people won't like it. They won't like you seeking God. They won't think it's right. They may not like the way you seek God. People might criticize you for that. But go anywhere. Just seek him with all of your strength, with all of your mind, and with all of your heart. Seek God until you find him. Amen.